Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on another lovely Wednesday evening, right here in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii. We will inform you about what's going on with the Nerd Watch and why we're on Wednesday night. It's Wednesday. It's Nerd Watch Wednesday. And I'll give you all the information coming up here shortly. But first, before we do that, let's do this, shall we? Let's go and find out who's on the show tonight. First of all, this guy, he is the producer seducer. He's also the man who we found out that not only has been on the show for 3 years, which I didn't know, but he also has a tremendously coiffed ass crack. So he said off the show, you might have missed it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Cobra Kai Kai.
Ladies and gentlemen, please don't believe anything G Money says.
Hey, listen, you said it, not me. All right. You know, so I mean, now we get to know the other side of you, Kai, which is fantastic, isn't it?
Being my rear end.
Yeah, yeah. No, now we get. Well, we get to see. Well, we don't know. Anyway. We'll just leave it at that. Anyway, also joining us this evening,
I know I'm still naked on this camera.
He is our man in black. He is the maven of magic. He does card tricks with his hands, bird tricks with his pants, and purports to be an avid gamer and full-time streamer on Twitch. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Foreman.
How's it going?
All right. Well, listen, I'm so glad everyone is here tonight. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, including what's going on with the Nerd Watch. Of course, just, you know, I'm so glad you guys tuned into the Nerd Watch, because here on the Nerd Watch, we are perfect examples of Dave Chappelle practicing our white privilege only on the Nerd Watch on Facebook, on Twitch, and on YouTube. So it's at facebook.com/nerdwatch, YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation, and on Twitch at Nerdwatch808. All of our Instagram and all of our Facebooks are on the channel here, on the bottom half of the screen, scrolling. So make sure to tell your friends and neighbors, like that button. You know, just like it. You know, rub it a little bit to make it change to a different color. Just do this to it with your index finger. And then it'll change to a different color, and that way you like it. And tell all your friends and neighbors about it. We will also be talking to you guys in chat as well. Please put comments in the chat. We will see you guys. big shout out to Kaleo, Joel, and Alika, who are in the chat as well, and all the other people that have not commented. Please feel free to comment, say hello, and we'll give you a shout out on the show. But if you're wondering why we are doing this on a Wednesday, just know that moving forward, until further notice, the Nerd Watch looks like we will be moving to Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Until further notice, okay? Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. right here on the Facebook pages and on the YouTubes and on the Twitches, snitches, that we're going to be doing that, okay? So it looks like, unfortunately, Tuesday is not working out. It's not going to work out for now. We may switch back later, but as of now, looks like moving forward, we may be doing Nerd Watch 7 p.m. live. We get ready to go about 6 o'clock. We'll tune everybody in at about 6:55-ish, and then we'll move on to the show like we did tonight. So it should be a lot of fun. Because now I have to do two shows on Wednesday. I have another show that I do as well. I'm trying to, I'm putting more pressure on myself, which is fantastic.
Your fault.
Yeah, it is my fault. Kind of, sort of is. But anyway, listen, there's a lot to talk about today. And there's a lot to talk about in movies and in gaming. There's just a plethora of things to talk about tonight. And now what ends up happening with the Nerd Watch gets put on a time limit. That's the weird part. So we're about an hour and a half. 8:30 is when we have to get done Hawaii time. So but here's the thing. I can't believe Alika's not on the show, but that's okay, because guess what I've been getting a lot of comments about? I've been getting a lot of comments about how great my new comic book list is every single Wednesday. That's right. Every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday right here in the heart of Wailuku Town. And even though I don't own the shop, I give a superior list of comics than Alika does. Alika just owns the shop. I know how to sell the comics, okay? I'll be wanting cuts of the profit soon. So you can get your comics exclusively at Maui Comics and Collectibles up in Wailuku Town at Request Music. If you have any questions or comments about that, just look up Request Music or look up Maui Comics and Collectibles on the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Instas. Look up Maui Comics. Anyway, moving on to new comics this week. Let's move on to G-Money's Comic Books of the Week. Coming out first, Iron Man number 13 from Marvel Comics. That's Iron Man number 13 coming out today. Also from Marvel Comics, Kang the Conqueror. That's right, Kang the Conqueror number 3 is out today as well. I'm glad we can say today instead of tomorrow. That's great. Also out today is the Hulk, the Immortal Hulk. Number 50.
Oh, Immortal Hulk. That's supposed to be the end of the run.
Yeah. Immortal Hulk.
I'm stoked for this.
Number 50. Here's what's happening. The giant-sized finale. Down in the below place. The below place? The Hulk searches among the ghosts of the past for the answers to all his questions. The one below all. The Green Door, Samuel Stearns, Jackie McGee, and Bruce Banner. It's all been leading here. This is the last issue of the Immortal Hulk.
Yeah, this is a pretty big... Mm-hmm.
Do we finally get to see...
In this one.
Do we finally get to see how big the Hulk's Johnson is? Is that what it is down below?
Yep, no? That's exactly what the story
Fantastic.
Is all about.
Fantastic. Also, speaking of having a... great down below. Wonder Woman returns. Number Wonder Woman 780 is out today. Very exciting. Also out today in a Marvel Comics land, X-Men number 4. It's Halloween and the X-Men have to face a horror born of a neighboring town in Westchester, the Headless Horseman. And that's not the only terror targeting them. You know what other terror is? You know what other terror is terrorizing the X-Men? Actual sales of their comic. No, I'm just kidding. Which is actually kind of a fair statement.
You said people like this list, right?
I'm pretty sure. Also, The Avengers number 49, World War She-Hulk Part 4, The Bomb Beneath the Waves. Who's writing some of these terrible titles?
Is that like The Wind Beneath My Wings?
I guess so. Also, The Joker, number 8, is out today as well. That one is... listen, it's The Joker, and he's up to no good. Just know that, and he's psychotic. All right? Also...
I hope he reveals that we live in a society.
He does.
I can't wait.
He does. Also, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, number 31, is out today. It's date night for Spider-Man, and no one informed Taskmaster that 3's a crowd. That's right. Why is the greatest mercenary in history have Miles in his sights? Can Tiana Toombs, a.k.a. Starling, do anything to keep her new beau alive? Oh, my gosh. That's so great.
What is this list?
By the way, I still don't know why his name is Miles Morales. His father's name was Jefferson Davis. His name should have been Miles Davis, and it pisses me off that his name's not Miles Davis, but don't get me started.
His mom's name is Miles.
He should be taking his mother's maiden name. He should be taking his father's surname. Anyway.
Why?
Because that's how, if they're married, you take your father's name. Anyway.
You're married to your father?
No, you take your father's name. Hello.
We're not having this conversation.
Don't get me started. All right, don't get me started.
Predominantly doesn't mean like all the time.
All right. Don't let me get into this men are men and women are women argument. All right, we'll get in trouble. We'll get booted off of all these platforms. Anyway.
Oh boy.
Getting booted off. It looks like DC has a new comic, or not new comic, but chapter 12 in, I guess, a short run called Strange Adventures. That is out today on DC. That actually looks kind of cool.
How strange are they?
It's a mini series. Mr. Terrific hasn't just dug into the past. He's jackhammered it to pieces, exposing Adam Strange's deepest, darkest secrets. If Adam did commit war crimes, he needs to be punished. But how do you pull a hero off the field of battle when he's staving off an alien invasion supposedly only he can stop? So, Strange Adventures.
That is the question, isn't it?
That is the question, isn't it? Also, for those that are interested, Marvel Comics has X-Force number 24. That's right. The pen is mightier than the Cerebro sword. So cute.
The penis mightier.
Yeah, the penis mightier. Yeah. Sick. Also, Batman 89 number 3. Is out today as well. As the fire rages at Royal Auto, Harvey Dent lies trapped inside, unconscious and in danger. Can Bruce Wayne get to Harvey in time, or will the district attorney?
Did you say Royal Auto, auto parts?
Yes, like Royal Auto. Can Bruce Wayne get to Harvey in time, or will the district attorney leave burned in more ways than one? Of course, he's gonna leave burned. Writer, of course, is Sam Hamm. Artist is Joe Quinones and Lee Weeks, by the way.
I'm curious as to, more ways than one?
Yeah. Yeah, physically, because he's going to be burned because he's going to be Two-Face, and then mentally because it's going to throw him off. You understand? All right.
Okay.
All right. Also, opening up today in the comic books, Batman Urban Legends number 8. I know that... Alika's talked about that one. Also, Star Wars War of the Bounty Hunters is out today as well. Also, opening up today, War of the Bounty Hunters, Dr. Aphra, number 15, is out today. Also, from DC, I Am Batman, number 2. I'm surprised he constantly has to keep saying that he's Batman, like we don't know that by now. It's really strange.
Well, I mean... He's got a lot of nicknames.
So. Yeah, he does. It's a good point, I guess.
He is Vengeance. Mm-hmm. And he is the Knight.
He is the Knight.
And he is the guy that will park your car on the side street. And he is the guy who did the coffee run earlier.
Just to let you know, this is Prime Earth Batman. So, just in case you were wondering.
I have no idea what that means. I'm so out of the loop.
Yeah.
Prime Earth Batman?
Yeah, Prime Earth Batman. Hey, guess what? Not that the comic book list isn't diluted
like
enough.
Prime,
yeah,
that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so. Not that the comic book list isn't diluted enough, but Batman, the Imposter, number 1.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Another Bat book?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Bruce Wayne's mission as the Batman has only been underway for a year or so, but he can tell he's making a difference. Unfortunately, he's made some powerful enemies.
Can you?
All the traditional power brokers of Gotham resent the disruption the Batman has brought to town, and it seems one of them has a plan to neutralize him. All right. Director and screenwriter Mattson Tomlin has teamed up with Eisner-winning suspense and horror artist Andrea Sorrentino to create a wholly new version of Gotham City informed by grim reality where every punch leaves a broken bone and every action has consequences far, far beyond Batman's imagination. Mattson Tomlin, we talked about him last week. Isn't he writing a movie? Like another comic book movie or something?
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah,
sure.
I think, why not?
Why not?
By the way, variant cover artist is Lee Bermejo.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, so have I. I mean,
he's pretty popular.
Todd's mispronounced his name a lot on this show. Also, today, Future State Gotham number 6 is out today. Justice League Last Ride number 6. I didn't know this, The Last Ride. I didn't know this, Harley Quinn, the animated series, the Eat, Bang, Kill Tour number 2 is out today. Eat, Bang, Kill. Ooh, that sounds a little horny. Anyway, Shang-Chi number 5 is out today as well. And guess who is in Shang-Chi number 5? It's not who's in it. It's who Shang-Chi has become. Meet the new Iron Man, Shang-Chi? A weapons dealer offers up a stolen Iron Man suit to Shang-Chi's organization, but will Shang-Chi take it to use his war against crime? And what will Tony Stark have to say about it? He'll have nothing to say about it because he's dead. That's what he'll have to say. Nothing. I didn't know that Summer would steal his suit. I didn't know that was even possible. Also, opening up today in comic books, Blue and Gold number 3. That's right, Booster Gold and Blue Beetle go broke is sure to be a lot of fun with Blue and Gold. I don't know why they don't make that movie. Also, Titans United number 2 is out today as well. And now I'm done with mainstream comics. Let me get on to some more fun independent comics, okay? From Dark Horse Comics, Maze Book number 2. Oh, wrong one. Sorry. Maze Book number 2 is out today. Also, I don't know if it's independent, but I'm going to put it under the independent banner. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina number 9 is out today as well. If you're looking for more independent books, Image Comics has brought out Homesick Pilots number 10. Homesick Pilots number 10 is, I'm not sure what exactly it's about, but the premise is it's the homesick pilots versus the nuclear bastards in a final battle of the bands that could well be the final battle of the bands on the planet. No advance tickets, drink tokens available at the door. It's pretty sweet. Looks good. Also,
sounds good.
Yeah, it does. Also, from Boom Studios, Power Rangers number 22. This is going to be a non-independent book. This is from Marvel. The only reason I talk about it is because of the movie that's coming out. Eternals Forever number 1 hits comic book shelves today. So if you're interested. If you're also interested, Dark Horse Comics, Black Hammer Reborn number 4 is out today. Also, Dark Horse has got a lot. Norse Mythology number 5 is out from Dark Horse today. If you're also interested, Deep Beyond from Image Comics is out today as well. And Titan Books is bringing out Blade Runner Origins number 7. And guess what? White number 4 comes out today as well from Black Mask Studios. Remember that? We talked about that last week. It's pretty sweet. And Army of Darkness 1979 number 2 is out today. And for those of you that are excited about independent comics, IDW Publishing, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 102 is out today. That's right. Also,
I didn't realize that series was still going.
Yes, sir. IDW, by the way, is publishing Star Wars Adventures, Ghosts of Vader's Castle, number 4, Beware the Chosen One. That comes out today as well. Also from Skybound, The Six Sidekicks of Trigger Keaton. That actually sounds kind of cool. That actually sounds kind of neat. My friends, let me keep it super simple for you. In this issue, you get 20 pages of massive kung fu action as our new unified six former sidekicks go toe-to-toe in a tidal wave of angry stuntmen looking for revenge and for blood. It's going to be a very, very good and very awesome issue of Six Sidekicks. Sweet. All right, I think that about does it for the comic books list. There'll be more comic books next week that we'll definitely talk about, but that wasn't all of them. I just picked out the highlights. I should say that there's one more. It's from Scout Comics that comes out today. It's called Ninja Scouts Number 1. It's Ninja Scouts and the Mask of Humbaba. So that's what. Humbaba. Bob. Yeah, for sure. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, a big shout out, of course, to everybody that's watching and or listening. First of all, Joel, how do you know that I'm not Dave Chappelle? Remember, I've been accused of white privilege. I'm half white. Makes something. It's pretty sweet. Also, big shout out to Kathy, who's in the chat as well. What?
Does that make something?
Yeah, that makes it something. Anyway, let's get right to some more interesting news. As you all know, let's jump right into the news, shall we? As you all know, this past weekend was a big weekend for movies. because not only has Venom been at the top of the box office for a long time, but there was a new contender in the ring, and his name is Bond. James Bond. That's right. The latest James Bond installment, No Time to Die, took top spot at the domestic box office despite a poor showing and underperforming expectations and predictions. According to the numbers, the film grossed $55.2 million in its opening weekend. That was enough to best Venom, which earned only $31.7 million in its second weekend. The rest of the top five included The Addams Family Two, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, and The Many Saints of Newark edged out Free Guy with $1.4 million grossed for this weekend. Now, before I move on from this, would you guys like me to... I went to see No Time to Die. So my question is that would you like me to talk about No Time to Die and give you some spoilers? Are you guys interested? Sure.
I've fallen out of love with the idea of the James Bond.
You know what's funny is that this movie won't change your mind. Is that
nice?
Is that okay to say?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, just checking. All right, let me see if I can get away. I'm gonna see how far I can get away with this. I'm gonna post this. And use this as background. Hopefully, I won't be. We won't be taken down. But here we go. Let's do this, shall we? All right. Now I'm only gonna. It's like 3 minutes long. But anyway, here's the thing. I went to go see Bond, and I gotta say that No Time to Die is the final chapter in the Daniel Craig series of movies. Okay. Now, as we all know, Daniel Craig is not my favorite Bond. We've talked about that before. No Time to Die, by the way, I'm going to give some spoilers. I don't think I'm going to give away the biggest spoiler of it all, but there are a lot of spoilers, so pay attention. I think I'm going to get copyright strikes for this. I thought it'd be a little softer. It's not. It's okay. But anyway, so 007 hit the theaters. Daniel Craig, we find Daniel Craig literally at the start of this movie on his way out of MI6 and being Commander Bond. He's turning on a new leaf, and he has fallen in love. And he is turning his he's basically going to retire from the service is what's happening. Well, as you all know, as most of you know, there wouldn't be a movie if he retired in the beginning. So obviously he was attacked by Spectre and Stavro Blofeld, as it were, in the very beginning of the film, which essentially sets him on a course to get this. Break up with his current girlfriend and leave her for the rest of his life, and he retires by himself on an island out in the Bahamas, I believe. I can't remember. So I gotta say, what happens with him is that now all of a sudden that the past that has been his sequelized movies is coming back to haunt him. There is a new villain called Safin who is painstakingly taking out villains from Spectre for the last 5 years, and it's come to a head, and it looks like MI6 is drawing back in, or the CIA is drawing James Bond back in to get back in the game. So this is where the movie kind of takes off. So I just want you guys to know, if you guys are big fans of Daniel Craig, then I think this is a much better movie than Spectre. I didn't like Spectre at all. A lot of people liked it. Kathy says, I'm down on James Bond. There's too many. There is. This was the 25th one, to be fair. I'm not surprised you wouldn't like it. But yeah, this is like the 25th James Bond movie. This is definitely the culmination of Daniel Craig's run as James Bond. And not to spoil too much, but I will say this. I am very glad that Daniel Craig's run as James Bond has come to an end. Because after this film, he is, without a doubt, the most sour, most dour, unfun James Bond that has been in the series ever, in my opinion. And I think that I think now that we can move on from him being such a sad sack love bag, like some lovesick, lovelorn puppy, that we can, I'm hoping that we can move on to have more fun with this guy. If you want, listen, I want, if you guys are interested, would you like me to give you Kathy in the chat says James Bond needs to be James Gunn. That's fair. I like that. You should definitely get some kudos for that, for sure. That was nice. Would you like me to tell you the biggest spoiler in this film, or are you going to watch it? I don't want to ruin it. Of course you.
We're not going to watch it.
Okay. Yeah, So I will give you the biggest spoiler. Number one,
if it meant anything to me, I would have been there opening day.
Okay, that is very true. Okay. So first of all, let's just know that this movie was delayed because of COVID. The storyline that's persistent in this show, or in this movie, is about a virus that is being spread throughout the world through this new villain called Safin. so it is a manufactured virus that is being spread because of Safin, the new villain, and he's trying to take out Spectre and Blofeld for some strange reason. And I don't want, that's the part I won't give away. It's interesting that it got delayed because of that, because of COVID, and that was a storyline. It's about, by the way, the disease or the virus that he's that's permeating, that he's made, also includes nanobots. And they say the name nanobots, and that's very interesting. And I hate to say this, after I liked it when I walked out, but the more and more I think about it, the more and more I don't like it. I just want you to know, the reason why Bond is in the position he's in this movie is because the woman in his life decided not to say anything. If she had spoken up sooner, he wouldn't be in the predicament that he's been in. So I want to make sure to clarify that, okay? Without that's because that if she had said something to him in the beginning, this wouldn't be a problem. This whole movie wouldn't exist if she had said something. So it's kind of her fault that James Bond is the position that he's in. So come to find out, this woman is the woman that came after Vesper Lynd, if you care, because she's from like Casino Royale, just in case you don't know. We come to find out, essentially, that James Bond James Bond has a kid. That's right. James Bond has a baby. Not a baby, but a 5-year-old baby. Okay? So we find out, and he's had it with he's got a 5-year-old kid. Not that she would contact him, you know, in the 5 years they've been apart. No. She wouldn't contact him to tell him that he's responsible for this 5-year-old kid, or that's his kid. She wouldn't even give him the time of day. Kathy in the chat said, women. That's a good point. Kathy said, should have been delayed because it's belated 1970s. That's a good point as well. It's a really good point. Well, apparently, he has a kid. Apparently, she and Safin have a connection, and Safin is trying to use her to kill Blofeld because she is Blofeld's psychiatrist. Okay? That's right. So get with this, okay? All right. So she is Blofeld's psychologist. Well, as you know, Safin is his family was taken out by Spectre. So he's taking out his vengeance on Spectre and Blofeld. So he asks Safin, I can't even remember James Bond's girlfriend's name. The actress is Lea Seydoux. But anyway, He comes. Is that what it is? He comes up to her and he asks her to go see Blofeld in the prison that he's in, and all she needs to do is touch him because he's giving her a spray to put on. So if he touches her, it reacts. The nanobots react to his DNA.
Oh, the nanobots.
The nanobots react to his DNA, and it's a perfume, and it only reacts to Blofeld's DNA, and it'll kill him. Well, she chickens.
The character's name is Madeline.
Madeline, thank you. So she chickens out. She chickens out, and by the way, spoiler, MI6 has reinstated Bond because he has a connection to the dealer and to Felix Leiter, by the way, who died in this movie. His best friend from the CIA died in this movie. Well, she ends up chickening out because she put the spray on her wrists. And right before she leaves, guess who touches her wrist? Because he grabs her. James Bond touches it. And lo and behold, he goes and interrogates Blofeld with her, apparently, and he touches Blofeld like he was going to kill him and choke him.
Also, he transmits.
Correct.
The nanobots.
Correct. And by the way, doesn't even have the decency to tell him that she has this stuff on her arm. Because guess what? The stuff on her arm is going to come back and bite James in the end of the movie, by the way. So all of this stuff happens. Everything that leads up. There's another 007. There's a woman 007. By the way, she's female. She's black. She checks all the diversity boxes. And, you know, she's 007 now. And so now James Bond is back and
Wait, so are we moving forward with this new 007?
No, it's not going to be her. They kept saying in the movie. Okay? In the movie they kept saying that is 00 is nothing but a number. And they've said it several times in the movie. Which, right, to be fair, I kind of agree with, but there is a connection. You know, you have a connection as an audience that 007 is for James Bond and James Bond alone. But I understand that in the scheme of things, if you're working for Queen and Country, if you're working for MI6, it is just a number. So that's fine. There's a heartwarming moment after all of their quarreling because they're, you know, he's James Bond and she's the new 007. She gains respect, by the way, for James Bond in the end, and says, she tells M, "Listen, M, could we give James the proper respect, and can I renounce my 007 and give it back to James?" It's really sweet. Made me cry a little bit. No, it didn't. Anyway, so yeah, that happened. But ultimately, this leads to a big ending. I don't want to get into how the ending happens because it's super convoluted. But just know, Safin, the villain.
You don't want to get into the ending after spoiling all of that.
I know. No. What I'm saying is that I don't want to get into the. They find in the middle of the ocean between Japan and Russia is an island where Safin lives, and in this island he produces all of his poisons because that's what his family used to do. I don't know. Okay. Sure, I still don't understand that part. Okay, so yeah, so just know that.
Well, islanders are poisonous.
That's right. And not only that, he kidnaps Madeline and James Bond Jr. Or Jamie Bond, because it's a girl.
Is that really the kid's
no,
name?
No, it's not. It's not, because it's a girl. It's not. Anyway, so Safin kidnaps them both. Apparently, what we end up finding out from the very beginning of the movie is Safin saved Madeline's life when she was a kid, because Safin actually killed her mother. So it's his whole family. What? We're keeping it within the family.
Kill her, but Safin got involved.
That's why I'm saying this is completely convoluted. But anyway,
I thought you were gonna be like,
yeah.
We find out.
Okay, so ultimately,
that Safin is also. James Bond Jr.'s kid.
No, whatever. Essentially, the reason why what he wanted to do was kidnap them. He knew James Bond was going to come for them. And what he wanted is that he didn't really care about the little girl. All he cared about was Madeline. That's all he wanted, because he wanted to start a new family with her. Okay, so it's weird.
Damn. It's simp much?
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, so just know that's what it is.
So much so that you're like going to take over the world.
So on his little island of poisons.
I like this lady so much.
On his little.
I've taken up poisons.
On his little island of poisons.
And I'm going to ruin the entire world.
Yeah. So,
oh, man.
Yeah. So just know
that. I really hope she likes me.
That's right.
At the end of all this.
So just know.
It's going to be really bad if that's not the case.
If there's one thing I haven't mentioned, I want you to know Safin was successful in not only taking out Blofeld, but all of Spectre. All of Spectre.
Everyone?
Everyone.
Even Hinks?
Everyone. Okay. So, now we're on the island, and now what we find out is on his little island of poisons, Safin shakes in front of Madeline's face a little red vial that he calls his insurance policy. Okay?
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. He's like, my insurance policy. So lo and behold, as you know, James Bond is definitely James Bond, and the new 007 are all going to trying to avoid an international incident between Japan and Russia. They're going to descend on this island, and they're going to try and rescue Madeline and take out Safin. Okay, that's what happens.
Right.
So let's just say ultimately they're going to blow up the facility, as most good James Bond movies would, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ultimately,
but wait—he's got that insurance policy.
But wait, there's more. So now, by the way, Bond does not know that is his daughter until like the very end. So that's
what yeah. That entire time.
Yeah.
This lady is the worst.
Yeah, she's the worst. So she doesn't say anything. But so anyway, so now we're at the end, and ultimately, the new 007 was able to shut down the what they're going to do with the rest of the nanobots and the virus that he created. He was going to take out half of the world's population. Yeah, he was going to take out half of the world's population. But we don't know why he was going to do it. He doesn't say. So we don't know. That's the problem. He never says. So I don't know what the hell. So ultimately,
well, I mean, it sounds pretty obvious to me. You
yeah,
know,
maybe
being that he lives on an island,
right?
I mean, I don't know anybody that you know what I mean. Like, I know a yeah. ton of people on Maui that are like, destroy the rest of the world.
Right. Yeah. So finally, last but not least, she's successful. They have ships from the UK, the British ships coming in to rockets on these big battleships to take out the. To take out the plant, okay, which is great. So while that's happening, James Bond has to do everything to make sure that it's accessible for the missiles to come in. Blah 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 blah. Right.
Of course.
Okay.
Right.
So obviously, as we all know, that Safin and James Bond are going to have a showdown. Right. That's the showdown. All right.
And then he reveals that he's like a distant cousin.
So now here's
that's how these movies
have been going. Maybe kind of they could be brother. Who knows? Well, anyway, listen. So ultimately, at the end, they meet in the middle of the facility, and James Bond is trying to run out because he's trying to get out before the missiles come. Right? Well, Safin shoots him. Not only shoots him, he shoots him three different times. Okay.
Nice.
So he's on the ground. He's in this little tiny pool, and Safin comes in to finish him off. Of course, as you know, James Bond's not going to let that happen, right? He's not going to let that happen. And
why would he?
So he wouldn't. So they end up fighting. Safin still got the gun. And James Bond, you watch it. You see it on screen. James Bond literally breaks his arm. Like, he breaks his arm against his knee to get the gun out. Breaks his arm. You could hear it on the screen. It's like, whoa. You could hear it on his own arm?
Breaks Safin's arm.
To get rid of the gun.
I keep saying Safin.
His name is Safin. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now, unbeknownst to everyone at the time of the show, all right. All of a sudden, with his good arm, Safin's good arm, which is underneath the water, he reveals that little red vial that he had, he broke under the water, and now.
Now James, the fish are immune to poisons.
James Bond is affected by the poison because of when he touched Madeline on the wrist, and he now has the nanobots because they can never come off of your body. So now He's got the virus.
He's got the virus.
He shoots Saffin in the head, and we call it a day. But
nice.
But ultimately,
okay,
as we all know, there are missiles that are incoming to the facility.
There's always missiles.
Always. And just know that James decides he's on his way out, and James climbs to the very top of the facility, and he realizes that he can't get off the island because of this disease, and there wouldn't be any point because he'd be dead anyway.
Right.
So that's
the end of James Bond.
He just spends
the rest of his years on this island.
So James Bond.
Wow.
James Bond, get this, calls on the radio because he has a radio because he's been in communication with everybody, and he talks to Madeline for the last time. Right?
He's like, you bitch. Look what you've done to me.
Dirty whore. I can't believe. No, I'm just kidding. So he tells Madeline how much he loves her, and you know, he knew that was his, you know, he had
so
a female.
He lies to her.
He knew that was his kid, blah 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 blah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't.
He's so full of
No, I swear. Okay. I swear he says it. Yeah, so he already knew because she had blue eyes like he did. And
what?
Yeah. And so,
oh my God.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as he's making his last,
you guys are all related.
His last call, we see the missiles descending upon the facility and killing James Bond.
Oh, so he dies in this.
So he did have time to die. Now.
He didn't like set aside some time, though. I mean,
he had to. He did set some time. He had to because I mean, in order for him to realize it, he had to set aside some time to die. So ultimately, what happens is, Kathy, stop it! You want James Bond to disappear? Don't ask that question. Did you see the body? Stop it! No, I did not. But just know that James Bond, at the end of this, it's the exact... This movie takes a lot from On Her Majesty's Secret Service. It's the exact inversion of what On Her Majesty's Secret Service was. So instead of the love of his life dying like in Majesty's Secret Service, James Bond does. And at the end of the film, what we watch is Madeline and James Bond Jr. riding off into the sunset in his car... And Madeline is going to tell the story of her father, James Bond. And then, as the credits roll, for those of you that know, they played the song from On Her Majesty's Secret Service from Louis Armstrong called We Have All the Time in the World. So...
Right. All the time in the world to set aside some time,
time
to die.
Yeah. So, I know that I've spoiled this whole movie for you. Just know that Daniel Craig's performance in this was much better than Inspector. I will say this again.
Sounds terrible.
I am telling you right now, this movie is much better than Spectre. The more and more I think about it, the more and more I don't like it. But I will say this. I ultimately believe that it is in our best interest as James Bond fans to say that his run as James Bond is over. And thank God for that. At this point, after that, I think... Ron in the chat says, did Johnny English make a cameo and help out? He could have, actually. Yes, Kathy, that's how Lost Me with the Bots. You're absolutely right. The nanobot thing is actually a very real science thing. It's a very real, it's a very real science technology.
To Kathy, that nanobots exist?
I just wanted to know it's a very real damn science technology. But yeah, the nanobots was a silly thing. I'm glad they're starting from the beginning and kind of rebooting it again, because I think James Bond needs a refresh anyway. I think he needs to be more fun and joyful and do things for Queen and Country, because in this one he's just some lovesick puppy and he just seems to can't get over it. And the chick screws him in the end and she's the reason why he's dead. So there you go. Anyway. So No Time to Die. Apparently James Bond had all the time. So make sure you guys check it out. Or not. So, yeah. And I'm
there's
so.
There's a lot of people that set aside some time. To
yes,
die.
There was. By the way, a lot of men died in this movie, but no women were injured in the making of this film. So just to let you know.
Equality, people.
That's right. Kathy Equality. Said. Kathy said she's savage. She is savage. When you watch this movie and you get out of the theater, you'll hate her more and more when you think about it. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Anyway. Let's move on from James Bond and No Time to Die into something.
Let's keep the strong, independent woman.
Yeah, yeah. So. Let's talk about
isn't that how it works?
Yeah, let's talk about something more fun. All right, let's get right into this.
What's more fun than a terrible movie?
You know what's more fun than a terrible movie? A good movie. It looks like Ghostbusters Afterlife reviews are rolling in from critics who have seen the film that stars Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard, McKenna Grace, and Carrie Coon. Get this. Rosie Knight at IGN gives the film a 90. She writes, director Jason Reitman does his father and fans proud with a funny, sweet, and spooky family movie that proudly takes on the legacy of Ghostbusters while also introducing something new and exciting. According to Johnny Olakinski at the New York Post, he gives the movie an 88. He writes, Reitman finds the perfect tone here. He's also skilled at getting genuine performances out of young actors, as he proved in Juno, and balancing humor with stakes. Essential for comedy horror like Ghostbusters. The jokes are very funny, and Wolfhard and Grace make life-threatening peril look like a ball. And finally, Sherry Linden at The Hollywood Reporter, she gives the film an 80, and she writes, as franchise update, origin story, coming-of-age movie, comedy, and indulgent effects extravaganza, the feature written by the director and Gil Kenan of Monster House hits all its marks. So the word of mouth about this is very good. By the way, Ghostbusters Afterlife was not only previewed at CinemaCon, but also at New York City Comic Con. That's why I thought Todd would be on the show so he could talk about it. And maybe he was able to see it, but to no avail. So it looks like there is a lot of good press, a lot of good word from Ghostbusters Afterlife. By the way, not that anyone cares, but Rotten Tomatoes currently has Ghostbusters Afterlife at 81% with 32 reviews. So, nice. Yeah. Yes. I'm super excited about Ghostbusters. This is the movie that I have been waiting for quite a long time. I am so stoked. This is like, I mean, this for me, this Ghostbusters Afterlife movie is bigger than Star Wars. It's bigger than Star Trek. This Ghostbusters Afterlife movie is something I have to be there on day one to watch. I am incredibly excited for this movie. And I only have a month to wait, I think, now. Comes out November 11th, I think, or 12th or something like that. So 12, super, super excited. Also, in some other news, some fun news for you, it looks like a new rumor claims that Lucasfilm and Disney Plus are developing a series based on a force-sensitive female bounty hunter. This new rumor comes from that hashtag show's Nick Santos. Santos claims the series, quote, will focus on a force-sensitive bounty hunter who represses and hides her force abilities. He adds, however, when a target escapes and informs the Empire of her abilities, the Inquisitors are sent to track and destroy her. Adding to the veracity of this rumor, Santos claims he saw concept art of the series. He described it as having much more visual diversity than The Mandalorian. Speaking specifically to the female bounty hunter, he described her outfit, quote, the outfit this bounty hunter wore was white with some red and black accents with a dome helmet. This description sounds like early Boba Fett concept art and the initial suit design they used in a screen test. So, I am not familiar with a force-sensitive bounty hunter. Because you know, I don't know the Star Wars lore as well as I should. Do you know of anyone?
Waka Tepe.
Oh, is that a racial slur?
That's a deal that a father and son make. Oh. Towards adulthood.
Oh, okay. Well, the only reason I asked because according
it's
to
from a movie starring Tim Allen,
Jungle to Jungle, you dirty bastard! I freaking hate that movie. That movie sucks. Anyway, the speculator Santos went on to speculate that the female bounty hunter could be the newly introduced clone Omega from the Bad Batch animated series. Omega is able to free. It looks like the last episode of The Bad Batch saw the Galactic Empire wipe out all of the, how do we say this, Kamonans? The Kamonan facility, cloning facilities during the attack.
Kaminoan.
Yeah. Is it Kaminoan?
Yeah.
During the attack, Omega and Crosshair are trapped in a room that is flooding as the facilities sink into the surrounding sea. Yeah. And Omega is able to free Crosshair while the rest of the Bad Batch are able to open the blast door and allow them to escape the room. The series also never confirmed that Omega was force sensitive. So
that's right.
I didn't watch the Bad Batch.
So when she shows up with Waka Tepe, oh man, look out.
Yeah, Waka, shut up, Waka Tepe. Good lord. Well, that's super. That sounds like quite an interesting little show there. Disney Plus. I could take a look at that.
People be all sorts of force sensitive nowadays.
Yeah, for sure. Also, in the entertainment news, if you don't know by now, it's I want you to know
somebody
that the streaming service, Netflix, the streaming service has announced the news.
Wait, Netflix?
That's right.
The streaming service?
The streaming service, just in case you don't know. Yep. They have announced in a tweet that the series Squid Game has officially been watched by 111 million fans. This is just months after Bridgerton became Netflix's biggest show. The video.
How many non-fans have watched
it? Maybe 100.
Because if they have the numbers for the fans, I'm curious how many non-fans.
Maybe 110 million. The video in the tweet says, "I would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to all 111 million of you who have joined the ranks of the VIPs, making Squid Game our number one show in the world. And for the rest of you,
will
you seize the opportunity to join the game?"
We all get animal masks now.
First of all, they're PlayStation masks, so I don't know why everybody's so they look like
PlayStation. The animal masks are worn by the VIPs.
Oh yeah. No, that's right. Anywho, so Squid Game is the number one streaming show on the Netflix service. This is the one thing that I really like about Netflix is they're not afraid to give American audiences productions that they do from other countries. They do a lot from Sweden and Poland and Korea and Japan, and they're not afraid to put it on the American Netflix, and I love that. And so
I don't get too many of those.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Only recently have I been getting like Korean stuff, but I've never seen like a Poland thing or a
really.
Swedish thing.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that come on there. There's a show called Bodyguard from England, which is very well done. I got a ton of them.
It's called Bodyguard from England?
No, it's called Bodyguard from the country of England, my friend.
Is Whitney Houston in this?
Yes, Whitney Houston is in it. Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, yeah. So Netflix has got a lot of these exciting shows that you would not be made aware of because they're normally from other countries. And so,
cool.
Yeah, it's super, super cool. There's one right now
I think a lot of it. I mean, because you know they use the what is it?
What's that?
I want to say biorhythm, but I know that's not it.
Algorithm,
yeah, there you go. Because my girls are heavily into like K-pop stuff, so I've all of a sudden my queues are filled up with K-dramas and Korean horror movies and stuff like that. But you know, I don't think I'm gonna see any of that Swedish stuff until they get into stuff like that.
Well, the cool thing is that there's a great show. I believe it is from Sweden.
Sweden.
It's called The Chestnut Man. And also
Does it star the Swedish chef?
Hurdy. But stuff like The Chestnut Man, it's
roasting chestnuts.
It is a murder mystery and it's very well done. Also, remember that Thor series was actually from Finland, I believe, as well. Or Scandinavia.
Oh, yeah, where he's a kid, right?
Ragnarok, yeah. Ragnarok.
Yeah.
So that was also another one. Yeah. So that's very, very cool as well. So yeah, that's what I like about Netflix, them being able to put on shows that you normally wouldn't see, and that's why I really like the service. Oh, and by the way, speaking of, if you're interested, there's a new interactive movie on Netflix. If you want to watch it, and it's just like that Black Mirror show. It's interactive.
Oh, the a la Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch. It's called Escape the Undertaker.
Like WWE's Undertaker?
Why, the very same format. The very same.
Word?
Yes.
Mark's going to come down my door.
Mr. Mark Calloway, it's called Escape the Undertaker. Let me give you the quick synopsis. Can the New Day survive the surprises at the Undertaker's spooky mansion? It's up to you to decide their fate
spooky
in this interactive
mansion.
WWE themed special. Escape the Undertaker.
Netflix, stop. Stop giving people money.
How dare you? I'm all for it if it deals with wrestling. So I'm,
you know it's bad because I wouldn't watch it.
Hell no, you should watch it. What are you talking about? You should watch it.
I did watch it.
Is it good?
It
doesn't sound like it.
Did you make all the right choices, like guy?
It made me play it a second time.
There it is, guy. There it is. Sweet. Super excited.
Look, if you're into it, do it. I'm not going to criticize you. It's just something that I wasn't expecting to see on Netflix.
Yes. So excited. So stoked to see that.
What I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, baby. Baby, it's going to be so stoked. I'm so stoked that that's going to be on there. I can't wait to watch it. Also, there's a new, if you can believe it, there's two new horror movies that have been announced. The first trailer for director Scott Derrickson's new supernatural horror film, The Black Phone, has been released, and it looks like it's going to be great, creepy, and a messed up movie. Ethan Hawke stars in the film. Of course, Ethan Hawke has worked with Scott Derrickson before because of Sinister. So if you are interested, let me see if I can play it.
The Black Phone.
The Black Phone. All right, let me play ahead and play the trailer. Let me know if you need me to turn it up, by the way, because I think it gets kind of loud. Here we go.
I'll be home in the morning.
Where are you going?
I'm staying over at Susie's tonight.
There we go.
Snow. The flyer.
The papers call him the grabber.
I wish you wouldn't call him that.
You don't actually believe that story, do you?
Sorry about the subtitles. I like to watch my YouTube videos with subtitles.
It's fine. Oh no!
Isn't that just peachy keen?
You need some help?
You see that? Yeah. Would you hand me my hat? Yes, sir.
I love me some Ethan Hawke. He's such a good actor.
Are those black balloons in there?
Would you like to see a magic trick?
I have an announcement.
Black balloons.
One of our students, Finney Blake, was abducted.
What if I could help the police find Finney?
Does it work?
Whoa.
Not since I was a kid.
I'll scream. I'll scratch your face.
This face?
Whoa.
Daddy, I had a dream about it.
What happened in your dream?
He was taken.
By a man with black balloons?
Yes.
We never released those details.
Ooh.
Oh, she did it.
Black balloons. You called it, format.
Hello?
Don't hang up.
Who are you?
You know all our names.
You're getting out of here.
Please. Please let the dreams be real.
See the wall in front of you? I tore a long cable loose from down there.
There's a combination lock on the inside of the storm door.
What's the combination?
Whoa.
I carved it in the wall.
Hang up the phone!
Whoa.
The tree, the door, the gate. I'd never seen it before except in my dream.
You don't have much time.
Yikes.
You use a weapon. You raise the phone. Step back and swing.
Look what you made me do.
Please hurry.
You remember what I told you?
Someday I have to stand up for myself.
Someday
is today, Finn.
Okay, all right. The Black Phone in theaters February 4th. Can I say something? That looks really good. Can I also say that that's a terrible name for the movie? Is that okay to say? Because I think it's a terrible name for the movie.
I think it's phone. The phone is black.
I guess.
Yeah.
Kathy's right. It screams it. I think a little balloons rain jacket. Want to see a magic trick? It kind of does. Jamie says it reminds him of Brightburn. He says it actually looks good, which is cool. Jamie also says the Black Phone. Noted. Seriously? Yeah, I get it. We know it's the Black Phone. I think Jamie's right. I think the Black Balloon might have been a better title than the Black Phone, but I guess Black Phone makes more sense because he's getting the calls from the Black Phone, I guess. But guess what? I think Ethan Hawke is like, I think Jared Leto is like the poor man's Ethan Hawke. I think Ethan Hawke's a better Jared Leto, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? I think you understand what I mean. But that isn't the only scary movie coming out, fellers.
Oh, no.
That's right. Because I wanted to share this with you as well. Because we're not only getting one, but two trailers on this show, guaranteed for us to be copyright stricken. In January of 2022, ladies and gentlemen, prepare for the reimagining of Scream.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. It looks good. I was surprised. I like the usage of current technology.
This isn't funny, Amber.
Would you like to play a game, Tara?
Doors unlocked. All doors locked.
That is cool. I like that. I like that doors unlocked thing. That's pretty sweet. This January.
Hello?
Hey, it's Sidney Prescott!
3 attacks so far. Do you have a gun?
Dewey! It's Dewey!
Something about this one just feels different.
Samantha? I know who you are.
I've been through this. A lot.
This is your life now, which means that whoever this is going to keep coming for you.
Wow. Interesting.
You ready for this?
Never.
Hey, it's Monica from Friends. That's her name, right?
Certain rules to survive.
Yes. Attacks were all on people related to the original killers.
Whatever his link is to our past, it's pulled us all back here.
And I won't sleep until he's in the ground.
Yeah.
Hello, Sydney. It's an honor.
All right. Scream 2022. Now, I have a question. 2022.
I like it.
All right. Now, here's my question.
Oh, good.
Here's my question. The question that I have is that what makes us believe that we deserve a Scream in 2022? Why is it that we have a Scream in 2022? Should this even have been
felt
made?
Like they needed to make one.
All right, I'm just curious.
I would think
they want to make.
The only reason I'm asking is because I'm just curious myself if. If we needed one. I mean, That's
probably not.
All right. It does seem. But to be fair, it does seem
good. I like the you know, the current technology twist on it.
It does seem a lot more serious than the other ones. The other ones had kind of like a bit of a
fun, goofy.
Yeah, like a goofy tone to it. This one seems very serious. So
I think this is like the serious version of Scream. Like if they had treated it more like a
like an actual horror
Friday
movie,
the 13th,
yeah, right,
or Halloween, you know, that kind of thing.
Kathy,
I think this is what we would have gotten, but they were doing a lot of you know, this is a scary movie if it deals with the frat houses or something.
Could be.
I don't know.
Now, just to let you know, Kathy says because no one can be original anymore. Bring in down the room, Kathy. Come on, it's a
wow.
Sheesh, yeah. That's crazy. It's all right, Kathy. I agree with her though. I do kind of agree with her. Big shout out to Harlan. Harlan says hi to me. Hey, Harlan, how's it going? I've got another movie.
Whoa. What if Harlan was telling me and Kai hi?
No, I think he was just talking to me.
What do you mean hi to you?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Well, listen. I have a surprise for you guys. There is one more trailer. All right.
Oh my goodness! Today is trailer
day. It's trailer
day. I'm the nerd watch.
All right. I can't believe it, but there is one more trailer, and I, you know, we don't have much time left, but we got a couple more stories to get into, and then, but I wanted, thanks to Joel, I wanted to bring this up. So here we go.
Oh.
Story.
I thought we were going to do Home Sweet Home Alone.
No. Do you want me to play Home Sweet Home Alone?
Might as well.
No, this is better.
Why are you back here, Claire? Your conspiracies weren't true when we were kids.
I like
not
this.
True now.
We need to expose Umbrella. Watch this.
I'm afraid, Claire. I'm afraid of what they're going to do to this town. You see, Umbrella, they had an incident. Talking Chernobyl, if you know what I mean. People are getting sick.
RPD.
You gotta help us, Claire. Let the world know what's really going on.
Yeah. November 24th. That's next month already. Wow.
We have to contain this.
Great big hill of hope. Ooh, yeah. Go? The nation. We're definitely gonna get copyright strike for this.
What were Umbrella doing?
I hope they show the image of Adam from He-Man.
Split up.
The mansion.
Wow, unbelievable. How simple. Unreal.
We gotta get out of here.
Crazy.
We're gonna take Umbrella down.
It's a liquor. Resident Evil, welcome to Raccoon City. All right, I gotta tell you something. You go ahead first, format, before I say anything. You go ahead.
Well, I just like the fact that the movie producers are like, all right, fine, we'll do the games.
Thank God, right? I mean, couldn't we have done this like almost 15 years ago?
Like, leave us alone.
Couldn't we have done that 15 freaking years ago?
We'll do the games already.
Okay, can I point out one glaring problem with this thing? Okay. What's that? number one, Harlan in the chat says Harlan is ready for Halloween Kills on Friday. I am too. It's going to be on Thursday night, 9 p.m. on Peacock. I'm so excited about Halloween Kills. I hope it's good. I hope it doesn't suck. Jamie says that he's definitely going to watch Resident Evil, by the way. And Kathy says it looks good. Now, here's my one glaring problem with this trailer. And format, You're going to have to back me up on this, damn it. And if you don't, that's it for you on the show. Why?
Oh, sweet. Finally,
why?
Away out.
Why? Damn it. Why does my Leon Kennedy have a beard and curly hair and is of, I'm assuming, Middle Eastern descent or possibly Mexican descent?
Well, you know, Kennedy is a Hispanic name.
Is
so,
it? Is it? All right.
Yeah.
Or maybe. Why not? Oh no, no, no. Maybe Kennedy isn't his Hispanic name. Maybe Kennedy is the name of his dad, but his name.
There you go.
His first name. His first name is not Leon. It's Leon. Right. It's Leon.
Right.
God. Okay. All right. All right.
It's the Miles Morales thing you were complaining about a while back.
Kathy says because they couldn't get The Rock. It's like every movie wants The Rock now.
But Resident Evil doesn't take place in the jungle, so yeah. Why would The Rock be involved?
Everything that The Rock does is in the jungle because he wants to shoot it in Hawaii every time. All right, so but I will say this, even though I don't like the race swapping of Kennedy, if that really is Kennedy, I'm assuming it is because he's wearing the RPD vest, the Raccoon City Police Department vest. I will say this. That is the closest thing to a Resident Evil movie I've ever seen. That trailer better not be the best thing about that movie. You know what I mean? Like, everything in that movie hits the mark, from the zombie dogs to the zombie that we see feeding from the original game that's in that. That was awesome. All of that was awesome. So I hope to God that they... Because, I mean, even the truck turning over, that's from the game. So... The way it did, the tanker, that's from the game. Mm-hmm. I am very, very excited for this, more excited than I thought I would be. I'm glad there is no Alice. Not saying that I don't have fun with the movies with Mila Jovovich in it, in the Resident Evil movies, because I think some of them are really stupid fun. But this looks like this could be a very good movie. So I'm super excited. Maybe this could be the best video game movie we've ever seen, or am I putting too much on this? I think it's possible.
I'm a little disappointed that it doesn't. It looks like they don't have tank controls. It looks like they can fire and move at the same time. I'm a little disappointed.
If I will say that it will get Dr. Star, if one of them does not repeat the line that Jill is the master of unlocking, if that does not happen in that movie, then it's getting Dr. Star automatic. All right, she's the master of unlocking, so I'm very excited. Kathy's absolutely right. Great movie. Future steps in stories connecting from characters to details, which could be good because if this Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City is successful, they could literally jump on Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, and then God forbid they actually do a version of Resident Evil 4, and maybe that's where we find out that Leon. Is Hispanic because of Resident Evil 4 we find out there are Hispanic zombies, and that's where it's where he's from. There could be a connection. Who knows? If you've ever played Resident Evil 4, you know what I'm talking about. And I have, and I played it with and without the Game Shark, by the way. So yeah.
With and without the
Game Shark. I played it two times. It's awesome.
All right.
Resident Evil 4, still my favorite Resident Evil.
Well done, sir. Yeah. Well done.
Bingo. First Resident Evil, love that game. I'm glad I finished it. In retrospect, terrible, terrible controls, terrible camera, but still the memories will last
a lifetime. The fact that there's no tank controls in this, I'm a little disappointed.
I'm very excited to see it. Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, comes on theaters this November 24th. So that's something else to look forward to right after Ghostbusters Afterlife. So stoked. All right. Now, Because we're running short on time.
Home Sweet Home Alone.
Home Let's Sweet. Go. No, we're not watching Home Sweet Home Alone. You can watch that. Well.
But they're British.
They're British. That's what she speaks British. Even though we're running short on time, I'm not going to watch Home Sweet Home Alone. Disney Plus, you can watch that yourselves. I will say that there are a couple more stories. But they're British. They have no sense of Uma over there. So it's possible. Yeah, yeah.
Uma. Thurman?
Uma. And they have no sense of Uma. No? Isn't that how they say humor in English? Okay. Now.
Sure.
Now.
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. No, there's a couple more stories I want to hit, and then I want to do the new releases, and then I've got to get ready for my other show that I'm doing tonight as well. But here is what I wanted to talk about. As you know, we officially, since there is no other crazy movie news or anything like that, gaming. Number one, brand new games this week. Okay? First off, we got our first big game of the season. For those that are interested, Far Cry 6. I have yet to play as much as I wanted to, but I will tell you this. So far of what I played, it seems like it plays like a Far Cry game, but there's some fun twists in the gameplay that make it good. They didn't reinvent the wheel. It's not a revolution. It's not even an evolution. It's just kind of more of the same with some fun twists on the gameplay, which so far I've played a few hours and I highly recommend it so far. Even Kai's got it. So Kai's going to be playing with me. We're going to do some co-op together. We may do that on the Twitch channel, by the way, just to let you know, which would be very exciting. Far Cry 6 co-op, which would be a lot of fun. Kai, what do you think of it so far? By the way,
I think it's fun. It's basically every Far Cry game there is.
And yeah,
I too haven't been playing as much of it as I would,
but bigger.
Whatever you want to say,
it's bigger.
I've been actually on a different game that just came out this week as well.
Which one?
Metroid Dread.
I have been by. Oh man, I'm glad you mentioned that because Uncle G, went out. And Uncle G had the opportunity to pick up the latest OLED Switch.
Cool. You see your screen now.
I'm going to tell you something. Let me just give you a quick review of the new OLED Switch, okay? Mm-hmm. If you do not play handheld and you play predominantly on television, there's no need to upgrade. But if you play handheld, you take it wherever you go, kind of like I do, you're going to want it. The OLED screen is much bigger. It's much brighter. Colors pop off the screen. The speakers on this thing are awesome. I'm telling you right now, this if you play handheld, because that's all I do is play handheld, it's incredible. And I highly, highly recommend the new Switch. And they have it's got a great new kickstand, which is fantastic. So I highly recommend it. The new OLED Switch is definitely worth it. And Metroid Dread, just like you said, Kai, so far is gangbusters. I mean, it's good.
It's a fun game. It's just take us back to the original Metroid.
Agreed.
This one is kicking my butt left and right. I am not progressing as far as I would.
Oh, well, Kathy's got to go. She said she has to go night-night. She works at 6:30. Well, Kathy, I hope everything is you're having fun in Vegas. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time. Aw. Jamie, our Twitch channel is NerdWatch808. That's NerdWatch808 if you wanted to know. You want to know what our Twitch channel is. We're actually simulcasting on it on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. So NerdWatch808. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do some more gaming stuff on there as well. Right now, it's just pretty much it's podcast-centric. But anyway, getting back to the Switch, do yourself a favor. If you can find one and you play, and if you have the means to do so, the OLED Switch is fantastic. I highly, highly recommend it. Makes me want to go back and play games. And Metroid Dread, like you said, best Metroid, I would say, since what? Metroid Prime, I would say. So maybe even, yeah.
This took me back to the classics.
It did. No, you're right. I did like Metroid Prime, but I think this one does take you back to the classics, and it's just absolutely beautiful. So highly, highly recommend it. Anyway, now, in the gaming space, as we all know, we got more games coming up in the next month as well. But there has been some big gaming news that has actually nothing to do with gaming. All right. So just about a week ago, okay? Just about a week ago, Coca-Cola decided to dip its toe in the esports gaming universe and made a commercial. The commercial is now being, I guess you could say, it's now being watched with a wider audience on YouTube, and it's already seen over 450,000 views. And I want you to know that this commercial has been ratioed courtesy of YouTube and its viewers. Shall I play the commercial, guys? You guys ready for this? I'm gonna play the commercial. I this is something for all you gamers out there. Major Grant wanted to know thoughts on Worlds so far. I'm assuming you mean the new Amazon game. I have yet to play it. I want to so bad. I have yet to play it. I'm getting a lot of feedback that it's really good. Big shout out to Hawaiian Nomad as well, who's in the chat. I'm gonna play. Let me get back to this. Because I know that
New World soon.
I can't wait. I'm very excited to play it. Format. I know you're excited because you've seen it. I know you're excited. So here we go. Let's get right to it, shall we? This is the new Coke commercial and what they think esports is all about.
Oh boy.
Ooh, doggy.
What's his name? G something?
What is that?
I couldn't see his name. Ooh, he popped a Coke.
G Warrior.
I like it. That's gonna be my name online from now on.
G Warrior.
Yeah, I'm in.
Huh? Like how the Coke rezzed him on the battlefield. Amazing.
Hey, his space bar is not working.
Big roar, man. Even Coca-Cola is being sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
Looks like a Blizzard ogre.
You seen this? What is happening?
So you're in an esports match, and now you throw down your weapons? Interesting.
One Coke away, people, from world peace. That's all it takes.
Look at that. Oh, the green has returned to the mountains. You know what that means? And the darkness has been banished from the earth. But ugly ogres still remain. We are one Coke away from each other. What the frick was that? All right. So, format. Can you in terms that you get, what was wrong with that?
Everything. Okay. Everything was about it. Everything about that was bad. First off, gamers don't drink Coke.
It's true. So, they don't.
But that's. I mean, aside from that, I think the only thing they got right was the commentary. The three faces that were sitting up at the big table, you know, emoting right. about what was going on in the game.
Right.
Everything else was terrible. It's
been ratioed because of, you know, it's an esports match and you're supposed to be in competition, but it seems like we're throwing away our weapons to show that we can live amongst each other in peace, even in a virtual world, I guess.
Yeah.
Now
imagine doing that at a tournament.
Yeah, imagine. And then losing
like a world mm-hmm. at a world sanctioned tournament.
Yeah.
And then watching all of the advertisers and producers
losing your sponsorship
and be like, what the hell are you doing? Get back on your keyboard.
Yeah. Losing your sponsorships, number one. And then number two, losing the respect of your teammates because you've decided to drop your weapons in game. That's
right.
It's brilliant. Right? Now.
Oh, man.
I don't know anymore.
Now.
You think simple drops the op? No.
No. If I may. I don't want to be a defender of Coke, but here's how this is. I'm going to tell you something. This is how Coke thinks, and the reason why we're seeing this is because it's the 21st century version of something that I'd like to share with you guys. Okay, I hope you all are ready. Okay, I'm going to share this with you, and this is why we're getting what we're getting. Dun, 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 dun. Thank exactly. Here we go. To buy the world a home and furnish it with love. This is why we're getting this. Because watch what happened. This is why. I like to teach the world to sing.
God, stop
perfect
it.
Perfect harmony. But watch, it's they like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. It's the teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And when they pan out, ladies and gentlemen, all diversities, all generations, all different kinds of people, different colors, religions. Look at this. And it's greener pastures. This is why. This is why this exists. Okay? And look, it's the green pastures from the video game. I'm telling this guy.
Keep your hippies out of my game.
Keep your hippies out of my game. Kimberly in the chat says favorite commercial. All right, I'm not going to say
what
anything.
I'm drinking right now.
Yeah, what's
I'm
that?
I'm delicious G Fuel right now.
Wouldn't Coke you like to buy the world a Coke and not only?
So for all of you guys in the chat, right, that are into the sports ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Now your favorite team is about to go and score a touch.
Hey,
bowl
that's
or whatever
actually,
it's called.
A touch bowl. Yeah.
And then for some reason they just stop and drink a Coke. And then help the other team up and are like, hey, now our grass is green. Do you see the ridiculousness of this now?
First of all, format, you're missing the point. We can be with Coke, we can have peace on earth and peace in game, on both. We can on another world, in another life, in another game. We can have peace on earth and peace in game. We don't have to fight anymore. No competition format. This is what this is.
Competition is good.
Is it format in 2021?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
I can't
believe competition pushed the world forward.
I can't believe you're saying that. You guys are a bunch of capitalist pigs. Disgust me. Ugh.
Does that mean I get paid? I wouldn't mind. You wouldn't mind.
All right, let's see. Let's hang on a second. Let's move on.
No more Coke commercials, please. I can't.
All right, before we get out of here, I do have to do the DVD releases and Blu-rays for the day.
Yes.
DVD release. I like those ones.
Joel says Joe Biden should send Coke to the Taliban. Maybe.
Right, there you
that
go.
Might
oh,
work.
Man.
That might work.
You fixed everything. You
That's
fixed
right.
everything, Joel.
Let's go, Brandon. All right. No, anyway.
Oh, man.
Major Grom says no filthy casuals. Fair enough. Coming out today on Blu-ray, first of all, a 4K version of Inglourious Bastards. Or yesterday, excuse me, you're right, yesterday. Inglourious Bastards is out in 4K today, one of Quentin Tarantino's best films. Also on 4K today is Misery in 4K, great movie. Also, one of my favorite movies of the year so far. It is an acquired taste, not everyone will like it, but I loved it. The Green Knight, starring Dev Patel. Is out on Blu-ray and 4K today. It is fantastic. I love that movie. Also on 4K today, or excuse me, not 4K, but in Blu-ray today, is the limited edition version of Legend starring Tom Cruise and Mia Sara. Both the director's cut and the theatrical cut, and the director's cut is phenomenal. I can't wait to get my hands on this Blu-ray.
Movie is a classic.
It is.
I can't remember seeing the entire thing from beginning to end.
It's so good. Tim Curry is
great. I've always caught like bits and pieces here and there as it played on HBO.
Fair enough.
On the TVs.
On the TVs. Also on Blu-ray today, boys and girls, on 4K Blu-ray, Ryan Reynolds in Free Guy. is on 4K Blu-ray today.
Hey, I heard about that too. I've never actually seen the full thing from beginning to end, but I've seen bits and pieces on the HBOs.
I'm going to say that Free Guy is a fantastic, fun film. You're not going to want to miss out on it. I really enjoyed it, and I can't wait to watch it again. That is out on Blu-ray today. Also, in 4K as well. Also on Blu-ray and 4K today is a classic television series from back in the day that I absolutely love. It's from Kino Lorber. It's called Kolchak the Night Stalker. Without Kolchak, Kolchak the Night Stalker.
I've never seen the whole thing from beginning to end, but I've seen bits and pieces on it on the HBO.
I figured you did. Kolchak the Night Stalker is the predecessor to X-Files. Without Kolchak, there would be no X-Files. Look it up. Kolchak is from the mid-1970s, and it's about...
So that's Kolchak the what?
Kolchak. Kolchak. And it's about... He's an investigative reporter who finds his most of his stories that are supernatural. Pretty cool.
In the garbage.
Yeah, horror and the supernatural. It's really good. It's a lot of fun. Also on 4K Blu-ray today, you're going to want, or on Blu-ray today, is The Flash, the complete series 7. Yes, the 7th season is out on Blu-ray today. Hey, how dare you? Also,
I was such a big fan those first two seasons. And then every season after that is like, who's the big bad? Oh, he's a fast guy. What?
Yeah. All another fast one? Guy.
It's true. It's a good note. He does make
another
a good point.
Another fast guy.
Another fast guy. Also on Blu-ray today is The Haunting of Bly Manor and The Haunting of Hill House. Those are on Netflix, but definitely highly recommended.
I've never seen the entire thing. Shut from up, beginning to man. End.
You're
but
such
I've...
an idiot. You're such an idiot. You can check those out. It's the same. It's the same creators of Midnight Mass as well. Also on Blu-ray today is a great movie starring Viggo Mortensen. It's a film based on Cormac McCarthy's book The Road. It's about a post-apocalyptic future of the United States, and it's very, very good. I highly recommend The Road as well if you've never seen it.
Post-apocalyptic?
Yep. Post-apocalyptical. Also,
post-apocalyptic road.
Post-apocalyptic road. Also,
then we get that in Mad Max Fury Road.
We kind of did, but this is a little different. It's more
that
dramatic.
It was kind of like a road in the post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, yeah. Also on Blu-ray today, one that no one's going to want to miss, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For by Shout Factory is out on Blu-ray today. Actually, to be fair, you can miss it. You're not missing a thing. The first one was much, much better. And finally, last but certainly not least, out on Blu-ray today... is the Harry Potter World Wizarding World film collection. 10 film collection on Blu-ray today if you're interested. No animes today, thank God. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. There's two animes. Shoot.
You can skip if you want
Kuma
to.
Kuma Bear Season 1 and Peter...
Yeah! Kuma Kuma Bear! Woo!
Peter Grill and the Philosopher's Time is out on Blu-ray today as well. Sorry. That's from Hentai Filmworks. Oh no. Oh, Sentai Filmworks, sorry.
Sentai.
Okay, got it. I was like, wow, that's that would totally take a different turn. Yeah, so you can pick those up today as well. Anyway.
Kuma Bear.
Kuma Kuma Bear. So anyway, peeps, very excited.
I've never seen the entire thing.
Shut up, poor man. All right, we are out of time, boys and girls. I got another show to get ready for because, you know, that's how...
He's got
to
get all dolled up.
That's how special I am. No, I'm just kidding. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, same nerd time, same nerd channel, all right? You're not going to want to miss out. Probably less trailers next week. I guarantee you this thing's going to get flagged thanks to all those trailers, but that's okay. We love you guys. You can check out our podcast on every podcast aggregate available, iTunes and Spotify and, of course, Stitcher and iHeartRadio. We're all there. You guys can listen to on any platform you want. Just look up the Nerd Watch. We're available there.
Don't forget to hit up our Patreons and our personal Venmos.
Yeah. You can do that as well if you like. But I do want to send a big shout out to Major Gromp and Joel and Harlan and Kimberly and Hawaiian Nomad and Jamie and Kathy and everyone else who happened to participate tonight, even our good buddy Ron Katigai. Thank you so much. You certainly do appreciate it.
That guy's so busy.
I know he is so busy. I'm so glad that he makes time for us because we make time for him. All right.
Yeah.
We do. I'll always make time for Ron. You know,
I mean,
you should bring him on the show.
Have before,
mm-hmm.
but you know,
I love me some Ron. Yeah, he's pretty sweet.
Ron, do you want the link next time?
Yeah, he might. Hey, listen, he might come on. I've had him on before, and he's good. I like the fact that he draws while he's on too. By the way, that's really sweet. So, anyway, we're out of time,
hey,
boys.
Bernardi used to do that.
Yeah, Bernardi used to do that. Doesn't do it anymore.
When he used to be on the show. Mm-hmm.
Boy, his issue 11
still considered part of the cast.
His issue 11 for Kukui Project comes on. He totally abandons us. What a diva.
Where's our current roster at?
Do we
have a sign up sheet?
I don't
for
know.
People that want
to
join the
cast. Yeah, if anybody wants to join the cast, hit me up on Nerdwatch. I'm getting rid of all the extra, all of these superfluous.
Make sure to hit
weight.
Our personal Venmos.
We're out of time. Big shout out to Hawaiian Nomad. Thank you so much. You guys have a great time. Like our Facebook and our YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation and our Twitch at Nerdwatch 808. And
leave us some 5-star reviews.
Leave us some 5-star reviews. Or if you hate
Let people know that even though you haven't seen the entire show from beginning to the end, you have caught bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
While it played on the HBO.
Listen, we'll also take terrible reviews because you know, no publicity is bad publicity. So we'll take good and bad.
Yeah.
So you know. For
yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah. If we suck, just let us know. Well, you know, we'll take it. We can take it. I mean, I'm not one of these. You know.
I don't know. I might start crying.
Oh, you might be upset about it. All right.
I don't care.
I'm a big softie after all. All right. Well, I am running out of time. I'm going to be on the Big Fat Nation on Facebook coming up. Big Fat Nation, BIGPHAT. If you guys want to check
good.
It out,
I'm not going to watch that show because I'm going to go drink a Coke and play a video game.
Nice. Nice.
Make friends, apparently. Yeah. Apparently, that's what we do.
Yeah, Big Fat Nation is fun. We talk about news of the day. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that as well. We do that every Wednesday night. So you guys want to have fun with that.
As my warlock decimates an entire countryside, I'll drink a Coke in honor of all the fallen.
Nice. All right, Joe, boys and girls. So for my colleagues, Format and Cobra Kai Kai, I am G Money. Until next time, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And we'll see you back here on the Nerd Watch next week, Wednesday. Aloha.
Filthy casuals.